Welcome to the Common Sense Mentoring Classic Series. In this classic audio presentation, you'll discover why some principles of success are truly timeless and have empowered countless independent business owners, just like you, to live life in balance.
Hey, how you doing? All right. Have a seat. You sound like you're pretty excited. I think you're pretty excited and fired up. Do you understand what you looked at when you seen the plan is a question for tonight. You know, what is in this crazy business? What is it all about? We got really two aspects of this crazy thing. One of them is that when people sit down and look at the plan, it's a real difficult thing to explain to them. In fact, it's virtually impossible to really sit down and explain the plan to somebody and get them to really understand what the heart of this business is. What did you see when you looked at the plan? What is this thing all about? It's an educational system that teaches you how to care again about people. It's learning that different people think differently, and the ones that don't think like you aren't necessarily stupid. It's learning how to get that hard shell from around your heart that seems like it builds up year after year after year. And it gets so hard that it becomes really difficult to learn how to love other people and learn how to go out and communicate with other people. It's learning how to trust other people. Maybe for a time in your life, you've forgot how to trust other people. And maybe you've had enough negative things happen to you on an everyday basis or at work or politics at work or whatever. Maybe what has happened is when you've seen the plan, you had forgotten that there are people out there. There's actually good people in the world that you can trust. What this crazy business is its hope. And not only can we take this thing and can we see light at the end of the tunnel, maybe for the first time, for a real long time, but now we have this thing called hope that we can take out and we can share with other people and we can put it in front of their faces and tell them, yeah, it seems a little crazy, but we can take this thing called hope and we can maybe have some light at the end of your tunnel, and together maybe we can go out and we can dream together, and maybe, just maybe, it's possible that we can change the destiny of your life and your lifestyle and where you're going. It's learning how to sharpen up your image so that you can learn how to love yourself, so that maybe after a long time of not being able to do that, you learn how to love other people. Maybe what it is it's learning how to take a look at the inside of people rather than the outside, and really feeling what's in their hearts and really getting a gut feeling for what this business is all about. And learning that, you know, money isn't everything. I think it's very, very important. I think it's extremely important. In fact, I rank it up there right among oxygen. But learning that other things are more important, like people's lives and people's future, and being able to take something that you've got in your hand and go around and share it with other people. It's learning about money. You know, what is money? Money is something that buys everything that's all around us. A lot of people say you can't buy happiness with money, and I don't really think you can, but I think it helps a lot if you have money to be happy rather than having none. It's learning how to get out of debt. You see, when you looked at the plan, did you understand all this was all surrounded around it? What did you see when you looked at that silly plan? Did you ever figure out when you looked at the plan that night that you were gonna learn how to budget your money and get out of debt and pay things off? Did you understand that? Did you see in the plan the night you looked at it that because of this business, something that is so difficult to explain, we draw some circles out and we talk about making money and we hope that people have a dream just long enough to hold on to it and get involved. But did you understand that there would be a day come when you and your mom and dad would tell each other that you love each other again because of this business? What did you see? You see, because if somehow we could capture the essence of this entire thing and somehow we could learn how to explain this in plan form, this would be the most exciting, unbelievable vehicle that has ever been on earth. I think it is already, but it'd be so unbelievable if somehow we could get people to understand what's inside this thing. When we looked at the plan, did we understand, you and I, that our kids, if we built this business, our kids would grow up and they'd have heroes, which is hard for me to talk about it. I got to get off that subject. Did we understand, we looked at this plan, that our kids would grow up and they'd have heroes of people that went out in a free enterprise system that most of us didn't even understand the word the night we looked at the plan? Did we understand that our kids would grow up and they would go help mom and dad build a business? They would be proud of mom and dad because they'd see their mom and dad go out and through sweat equity work together form a team and learn how to work real hard with a work ethic and go out and build a future that the kids later on would enjoy, and they'd fall in love with certain people in this business, unbeknownst to us the night we looked at the plan, that would later on become heroes because of the principles and the values that they had. Pretty difficult to see that in it. You see, you and I tonight, we're in this room, there's an arena, there's an ocean full of people in here. It's unbelievable to look at this thing. But you know, I have to go back to the night I looked at the plan and that each and every one of you did, and what was it that we looked at and what we seen? Somehow we just had a little tiny bit of a vision to get a little bit farther into this thing so that you and I could find out what is inside of this crazy thing. It's learning how to say good things about other people. It's learning how to do the right thing when the wrong thing would benefit us the most and nobody else would find out about it. That's what this business teaches. It's learning how to have respect. And seeing kids, I tell you, when I'm around the kids in the business, it is unbelievable to me to watch those kids, the respect that they have for mom and dad and older people, and then to go back out into the world that is not associated with this business and look at how people's kids grow up. And you know what it boils down to is they really don't have a mentor. The average person out there, I don't care whether they're a doctor, a lawyer, a dentist, I don't care if they're professional, I don't care if they're construction, they're laborers or janitors, people out there do not have a system or a reason to continue to get better. They don't have a mentor to teach them the difference between right and wrong in so many instances. Those of us who have built this business, do you think we're perfect at this point in the game? Absolutely not. All we are students. Somehow we, you and I, have just managed to latch on to some people that really understand a lot more about life than most of the average folks out there. It's interesting to look around at the people and the principles a business are built on, and I never heard the word before, giver and taker. And it's super exciting to me to know that because of this business, we learn things like learn how to give rather than always take, learn how to go out and earn things if you want them under a right principle, rather than spend our time going around the world and trying to get something for nothing. It's exciting to raise your kids. You know, there's a word called integrity, and what this business is all about is integrity in every aspect, in every way. You see, somehow by a miracle, you and I got involved in a business that the leadership of this organization has an incredible amount of integrity, and I've had the opportunity to work with some of the finest leaders that has ever been in this business to have that honor. And you know what? I'll tell you something. Long-term thinking and integrity and loyalty and all the things that we should be are what they base everything they do on every day of their life. And you know, it's so unbelievable to me, and really the only thing I wanted to do is I want to make money, and I really didn't care if it was legal or anything else. And thank God that somehow we have this miracle business and it teaches us the difference between right and wrong. But did you see that the night that you sit down and looked at the plan? You know, what was it that you seen? Did you judge the entire business on the person that was across the table from you or in that living room that was explaining this to you? And did you judge this business on what that person was telling you because it's so difficult to explain what's inside? This business is getting together and learning how to dream together. Maybe going back to when you was in high school and thinking about when you was going to get out and you was going to become a superstar in some kind of a business or a career. And all of a sudden, here we are again. I tell you, it is so exciting just to get together with some of my good buddies in this business and just dream. And just imagine what we can do and where we can go and how big we can get it and the things that we can accomplish. And you see, I don't think that if you don't get in this business and you don't build this business, I don't think that you're ever going to have that opportunity of being able to dream together with your wife, with your husband, or with your business partners. You see, this business has so many unique facets that is an unbelievable, incredible thing. The only challenge that we've got is learning how to explain it to somebody else. I didn't even know that you were supposed to forgive people. I thought that when somebody did something bad to you, that what you were supposed to do is you were supposed to call that a judgment call and never forgive those people again, ever again in your lifetime. You see, this business teaches you forgiving. It's very interesting. And what do people think this business is? I don't know. I guess they think that it's a bunch of people that are kind of crazy. And I'll be the first one to tell you, we are different. There's no question about it. You see, because when you take people and you take them out of the living rooms and the homes across America, And all of a sudden you put something in their hand and they get involved enough in this business where they start to realize that there is this system that will teach them confidence and self-esteem and right from wrong. And they get involved in the business deep enough, and pretty soon they hang on to this and they get fired up and excited, because eventually, after people get involved, they get to the point where they realize this is the real thing. It is real. It is possible to do all the things that you hear about. You see, when somebody showed you the plan and they opened this book up and they showed you pictures of different stars in this business in that book, maybe you thought, why are you showing me that? Well, all of a sudden you get involved long enough and pretty soon you realize that you can be one of those people in that book. And you may say early on, why in the world would I want to be one of them people in the book? Because you see, take all their goodies away, all their money and all their net worth, and them are some of the greatest people that's ever walked on the face of this earth. And after you get involved long enough and you go spend time with those kind of people, and then you go back and spend time with average people, and you go back and spend time with these people, and back and forth, you really reach a decision where you know where you want to spend that time again. And you see, all of a sudden, here we have this vehicle right in our hands, in our grasp, and we can take it and we can do exactly that. And when I hear people say things like, well, I'm just not sure if I'd want to take advantage of my friends, by golly, you better look at the plan again, because you sure didn't understand what you looked at. So you better take a good look, and you better understand that that's so far from the truth that it's unbelievable. What is this business all about? I don't know. I hear things like, I never met anybody who made any money. Well, I'll introduce you to about 150 of my friends that have become millionaires from doing this. Now, that isn't anything to say I'm special or I'm unique or I'm anything else. You see, I had never met anybody that ever made money in this business. I didn't understand they were all around me. Since we got started and we've built this business to this point, I've met so many people with so much lifestyle. And you know, it's not always just the guy who makes millions of dollars, but it's that person who gets to add on to their income $500 a month and $1,000 a month and $1,500 a month. And there's tens of thousands of those kind of success stories all over America constantly all the time. You see, sometimes people say things like that to you, well, I never met anybody that made any money. You and I have to understand what we need to do is learn how to explain it to them so that they understand it and they catch the drift and the vision. What is this business? I'm going to tell you what this business is. You see, I don't see what you see it as. I don't know if you see this thing as a little thing where you can make $100. I don't know if this is something where you want to go bother somebody and try to sell them an item. That's not what we're involved with here. I'll tell you what we're involved with. We're involved with the first time that you, after you get started in this business and you build it to a point, and the first time somebody walks out and hands you a paycheck, and it is the first time, maybe in your life, or maybe in 5 or 10 years, that you're able to take that paycheck and you actually don't need to cash it. It's learning how to get financial pressure off of you to the point where you can concentrate on each other again, like it once was when you very first met or when you first got married. And it seems like as we get on farther down the road, it pulls us apart so far because we're all trying to make money for survival and going in two different directions. What this thing is, it's the first time that you have a Christmas and you're sitting around the Christmas tree on Christmas Eve and you're looking at the joy in your kids' eyes and your wife, and all of a sudden the thought comes to you that this is the very first Christmas you've ever had in your life where not only did you pay for it, but the thing you're thinking about is what Christmas is all about rather than how much money you owe because Christmas happened. It's the first time you look at your savings account, and maybe for the very first time, you've got $5,000 or $10,000 or $15,000 or $20,000 in that savings account. It's one day waking up and looking in the mirror and realizing how proud you are of yourself because you risked the sweat equity. You did something besides just go along with the flow. And all of a sudden you're proud of yourself because you got out of that comfort zone maybe, and you decided instead of just sort of floating along downstream like a dead fish, that you was going to jump those currents. And that, so here you are, you've swam upstream, and you're looking in the mirror, and you see a winner. You see somebody who is now understanding free enterprise. You're building a business for yourself. You're getting excited about where you're going, and things are coming together. All of a sudden, your little son comes up to you and starts saying, Daddy, you're my hero. And maybe the first time it happens, you don't understand it. And then you look at your wife and she's becoming proud of you. And maybe when you first looked at this plan, she wasn't that proud of you because you never had accomplished anything. But you got in a business that has a system that takes you and I from zero and teaches us how to be disciplined, how to have a better self-image, how to deal with people a little better. And all of a sudden we're rolling down the road, and I'll be darned if you aren't becoming the hero to your family. It's the first time you go to the grocery store and you're walking around and you're shopping, and not only do you not have a calculator this time, I don't mean to sound like I'm putting you all down, but it's so funny watching people shop. I've seen people go up to counters and put certain items on there and say, okay, no, take that one off, put that one on. It's going grocery shopping, not having to worry about it no more. It's getting the utility bills and coming, having the utility bills come in and writing checks and paying for them and not ever have a bill that's overdue again. It's getting to the point of no longer taking a 5-year note out on a car, but it's the first time you ever cut a check and you pay for a car. It's going down the road one day and having a blowout on your car and getting out and looking at your car, and all of a sudden you're realizing the tires are getting a little bit bald, and rolling into a tire store and getting tires on that car and not having to worry about it. It's not paying the MasterCard off with the Visa card anymore. It's having a car repair and not having to have a heart attack over how much that car repair costs. It's going to register the kids in school and buy them school clothes and books and doing all those things and being excited that the kid's going to school rather than what it's costing for the kid to go to school. See, sometimes what you think it is you think it's a bunch of products, which are very good stuff we've got. I tell you what it is. It's being able to go over and turn the heat up if you live in cold weather, or turn the air conditioning down if you live in hot weather, and not have to worry about what that costs. It's being able to have somebody come and clean the house and clean the toilets and do the ironing and everything, not because you're too good to do it, but it's because you can afford to have your wife relieved of some of those pressures. It's being able to have somebody come and do the yard work once in a while if that's what you choose to do. You know, I can remember going to the car washes and taking a quarter and putting it in the thing, or 50 cents, and I was like in the starting blocks, man. And you know, and you all done this, and you know that you're looking at that car and you're looking at that dial and it says wash and rinse. And you're thinking, oh, I'll put that baby on wash, I'll go around that car about 3/4 of the way, and I'll come back here, flip it on rinse, I'll get the other quarter of the car and I'll get it all rinsed off, and I won't have to put 50 cents more in, right? I'll tell you what this business is. This is walking around one morning with a cup of coffee and kind of looking around at 10 or 11 o'clock after you woke up naturally because you don't have a job no more, and watching your maintenance man roll a garage door up and look in there, and he's hand buffing your cars and hand washing them and looking at yourself and going, man, I can't believe it. It's having a retirement party that you went out in the living rooms and you drew the circles and you met people in restaurants and you drew the plan for them, and some people understood what we showed them and some people didn't understand. But by golly, you talked night after night, day after day, about having a retirement party someday and getting to the point where you had so much income you wouldn't have to go to work again. And I'll be darned if it's not tomorrow. And tonight you're going to bed for the very last time, and tomorrow's that retirement party. And as you lay there in bed and you think back from the day that you looked at the plan, and you thought to yourself, if I could just learn how to explain what's in this business, if I could just learn how to explain it, everybody would get fired up and excited. If they could really understand the guts of it, they could get excited about it. And you lay there in bed that night and all these thoughts roll through your mind of everything that's happened to you. And you say to yourself, you know, tomorrow I'm going to be a free man. I wonder what it's like to be free, to wake up naturally, to not have to punch that alarm clock again, to not have to go down and feel like I have a chain wrapped around my neck and get jerked around, to walk out of that building tomorrow and not have to have that stress of everything that I have to undertake and do there, and for the money that I have to put up with and the politics. What will it be like tomorrow when I walk out of that job for the very last time and I go get in a beautiful motor home that we either rent or we own, and I take my family and my kids and we head out, and it doesn't matter when we come back. I don't have to call back for the first time in my life to see if I can get a couple more days off, because tomorrow, see, we're going to live the dream of what we talked about since we've been drawing this plan and sharing it with other people and explaining it. And all of a sudden, tomorrow comes and you go in and you're all jittery. You can't believe it. It just blows your mind. It's exciting. And you walk out of there that afternoon or that evening when you get off work, and there's your wife and your mom and dad, tears in their eyes, and some of the friends that you fell in love with as you built this business. And all of a sudden, you're living the dream. It's real. It happened. You did it. You heard the stories when you got involved. You got involved and you did it just on the possibility that it could happen. And now all of a sudden, here you are, you're living the dream, and you're the one that's doing it. Now stories are going around about you, that you built a business big enough that you did get retired. See, that right there is the most amazing feat in the whole world, to be able to wake up and play with your kids. And you know, of all the goodies that you're going to probably acquire, and all the toys that you're going to get because of this business, and all the trips you're going to take, I'll tell you one of the most special things you'll ever have in your life. And that is when you build this business to a point that in the morning when you wake up, you don't get up from an alarm clock. And what happens is your little son, 4 years old, or your daughter, 7 or 8 years old, they come in and crawl in bed with you at 9 o'clock in the morning or 9:30, and they bring their toys and trucks and a Rector set and Lego blocks. And they come in and they build a Rector head right around your head while you're still sleeping. And your little boy puts his head down on that pillow and looks in your eyes and says, "Daddy, I love you. I'm telling you what, you'll thank God so much that you had the guts and the dream somehow to get through the initial part of non-believing in this crazy thing so that you built this business so that you could have that precious moment." And you know, the interesting thing is that precious moment, you have paid the price and built this business, and you get to enjoy that precious moment day after day after day, over and over and over for the rest of your life, because of the way that we structured this business and put it together creates an ongoing security that to me is the most amazing piece of security I've ever seen in my life. And then things farther on down the road, your business gets bigger. Is it going to be easy? No, it's not going to be easy. It's going to take a lot of effort to make it all come true. But you see, if you don't do this, what are you going to do? You're going to work anyhow. The problem with that is you'll just never probably make as much money, and you'll probably never have the lifestyle that you could have had if somehow you could have seen this vision of what this thing can do. You see, it's all predictable and it's all laid out. It's just a matter of work away. And so we kept rolling. And you know what's amazing? It'll be amazing. Let me tell you what this business is all about. Let's accelerate it down the road a little bit. Let's assume that you get involved and you build it big. And now we're down the road a ways here. Can you imagine what it's going to be like when you call up Marathon and you go order your brand spanking new 45-foot coach, and you and your wife are going through all the materials and the countertops made out of Corian and the glass liquid crystal shower where you push a button and it goes opaque, and the generator that's outside, and the pull-out gin air grill on the outside of that coach for camping, outdoor heaters in case it's a little bit chilly under that custom-made awning, big television up in the front. Can you imagine what it's going to be like to pick all those colors out and get with a designer and come up with a beautiful paint job on the outside of that thing? And there are lots of hundreds of thousands of dollars. But can you imagine what it'll be like for you the day that you and your wife and your kids are in that coach and you take delivery of it and you're rolling down an interstate somewhere and you look at each other and you reach over and you pinch each other and you say, "Honey, could you have ever imagined that it all came true? And here we are rolling down the road in a very expensive vehicle. And we don't even have any payments on it. And we don't even have to ask permission how long we can be out. And we can't drive far enough to even worry about how much the fuel's costing." Can you imagine calling your kids up and saying, "Come on, guys, you have to have an intercom because they're pretty long." Can you imagine intercom and you, "Come on up here, gang." You bring your kids up. Or you push the button and the floor opens and they come up from that little bedroom they've got downstairs. It's all air conditioned and heated and has the TV in it and the VCR, the Disney videos and things. "Come on up here, gang. Get that old road atlas out. Where are we going to go? What are we going to do? Let's just get crazy here. Let's get wild." Can you imagine the feeling that you must have inside to have that amazing, uncommon ability to be able to do something like that? And you're looking that road atlas over and you decide you're going to go to Alaska Are you going to go up to Canada and go fishing? You've always wanted to go up to Canada and go fishing. So you're going to do it. And then you have some real good buddies in the business somewhere down in San Diego. So you're going to go down there for a while and you're going to go to SeaWorld. Maybe you can see the world from SeaWorld. And you go down to SeaWorld and you take your kids and you go do that. And you don't worry about buying a Coke. You don't worry about a cotton candy. You don't worry about the entrance fee. You don't worry about how much it costs to park that coach. See, it's getting back in that coach and pulling the road atlas out again and saying, hey, let's get really crazy. No one's probably ever done this before. Let's go to Disneyland in Anaheim, California, and then get in the coach and drive across country, stopping and seeing some of our buddies all the way that we've built the business together with, and let's go to Disney World all in the same week, just to say we did it. You see, you build this business big enough, and all of a sudden you've got this ability to dream like you never thought possible. It's going to Australia. It's going and getting in those first class seats and getting up in the top of that big composite 747 and flying all the way across that ocean and landing in Sydney, Australia, and seeing the famous opera houses and going over there and having fun and going out in the outback and playing with the kangaroos and feeding them. And sticking your hands in their pouch and the little Joeys are in there, the little babies, and jerking them back out and watching your little son, 3 years old, hopping around like the kangaroos and watching the kangaroos come up to your daughter and put their hands on their back and wait for them to feed them. And going out and seeing the wallabies and all the, getting in an amphibious vehicle and driving through a rainforest across the water and looking at each other and going, honey, do you realize this is a once-in-a-lifetime thing for most people. And for us, it's just another week in our life. And then having one of your good friends over there decide that, say, what do you want to do? Well, we want to go scuba diving at the Barrier Reef because we've heard about that. And having them rent a 55-foot yacht equipped with captain and crew and a scuba dive instructor and a fishing instructor and somebody to make lunches. And all of a sudden you get on that thing with three or four or five or six of your friends and your family and you cruise 28 miles out. And now you're in the Barrier Reef. You're at one of the most incredible places in the world. You're in Australia, on the north coast of Australia. So you go out and you go scuba diving and you see these 100-pound clams and all these things down there. And then you hear that the water's getting a little rough. And so pretty soon one of the guys comes up and says, sir, your helicopter is on the way. And all of a sudden this helicopter flies out and lands on a sandbar. And you jump out of the boat and you swim over and get in a helicopter. And it whisks you off. And all of a sudden you're headed for your condo. You can't believe this is happening. And your little boy, they're sitting up in the front of that helicopter and they're looking around. And you go land at a condo that is so beautiful with big windows and looks out at the ocean. Beautiful white furniture in there. And you land at that condo and you go in, you take a shower and you get freshened up. And then one of your good buddies in this business surprises you because they're coming over to get you for dinner. And you walk out to go to dinner with them and there is two brand spanking new, side by side, white stretch limos waiting for you as a surprise to you to take you to dinner. And you walk out and get in those limos and you're rolling down the road and you look at each other and you say, honey, could you have ever imagined when we looked at that plan that here we would be in Australia, flew in a helicopter today from the Barrier Reef in a stretch limo on the way to dinner? Or when you go diamond and you get those airline tickets and you go to Hawaii and you get off that plane and they pick you up and they put one of them big heavy flower leis over your shoulders. They weigh a lot, the real ones with real flowers. They smell so beautiful. You go to your hotel and you walk in, you've never seen a place like this before. $540 million, this resort. Marble and brass everywhere you look. Expensive paintings hanging on the wall. Never seen anything like it. Because the only other time you was ever in Hawaii, you didn't stay in a place that cost $600 or $700 or $800 or $900 or $1,200 a night. And you walk in and they got your bags, you never touch anything. And you walk into this suite and here are these very special, expensive robes laying on the bed for you. Here's a bowl full of chocolate-covered macadamia nuts. Your mouth starts drooling. You walk over to the windows and you open up the sliding glass doors. and you pull them curtains back, and maybe your room has electric ones where you push a button and they rotate back and they go across a wall, and you walk out on that deck and you look at that ocean rolling in, and you look at that incredible, beautiful sunset stretch across that sky and that crystal blue water, and you feel that sand between your toes even when you're not standing in it, and you can smell that sweet smell of pineapple fresh drink sitting there on that little table right out there on your patio that they've got waiting for you. And you look at that, and you look at each other, and you go, yes, we did it. We built this thing big enough to get here. It's receiving your tickets in the mail and saying, we're inviting you to go on the Sea Goddess to the Mediterranean. Now the Sea Goddess is a boat that's been on the lifestyles of the rich and famous. Very exclusive, very expensive, incredible thing. And you get on that plane and you fly over there and you're going to get on the boat in Italy. So you fly over again, first class. They feed you all the way over there. They come down the aisle while you're up there flying in the first class. And they have sterling silver tray that they come and serve you hot fudge sundaes on while you're flying. And you're flying there and you're looking at your wife and you're going, I can't believe it. And they're dishing you up a hot fudge sundae and you're drooling on this thing. And you're looking and say, honey, we're going to Italy. We're going to sail the Mediterranean on the Sea Goddess. We're eating hot fudge sundaes. And then you land and they pick you up and you go to the most expensive hotel in Rome. And you go out on a little excursion. They take you over to where the gladiators fought. And you walk into that arena and you sit there and you look around and you picture what it was like. 50,000 people in that arena. And those animals coming up those elevators and popping out into that arena and those gladiators having to fight for their life. And you look at each other and you just wonder how much of the world that you would have seen if you never would have got excited about this crazy business. And then as you're sailing around that Mediterranean with some of your heroes, you're sitting there one night and you pull into a port in Italy. And here's all these buildings exactly as you would picture it being. And you get out and you go downtown and you do a little shopping and you're walking around and you go sit out there on a little veranda. And you watch these guys hand build these boats. They got a 55-gallon drum with smoke coming out of it and fire. And they're out there hand building these boats with hammers. And you sit over there and you have a cappuccino. And you look at each other and you're just tickled. You ever been so excited you just kind of wanted to jump out of your skin, run over, have a little convulsion and come back? And you sit there and you look. You reach over and you pinch each other one more time. And you got to keep asking yourself, did I see this when I looked at that plan? Thank God I had the vision of somehow getting to the point of understanding all this. Or maybe it's going to Germany and renting a car in Frankfurt and driving all the way across Germany and looking at the beautiful green countryside and all the little red roofs out there, the little villages all over the place. And then when you get closer to Berlin, you start seeing machine gun towers all over the place, thank God, that are vacant. And you see the places where they used to pull the cars off the Autobahn and pull them in and slide the mirrors underneath them and all the guards walking around and all this happening. And then finally you get over to Berlin and you walk around and you take a look at this wall, the famous Berlin Wall. And it doesn't mean much to you when you go there until you start to understand and you look on one side of the wall where it was all gray and dark and crummy and on the other side of the wall where it wasn't so gray and dark and crummy. And you start to understand a little bit, and you go to Checkpoint Charlie, the most famous place over there, and then you go in the little museum there, and you start reading up on it a bit, and pretty soon you start understanding something about America, and that is that those people over there risked their life, and many of them got killed, to escape into a country, to leave communism, just to have the chance to win or lose. And they put their life on the line just to get over that wall, to get into a country where they could lose if they didn't do anything or they could win if they decided to work hard. And you read the articles and you see all the means that they took cars apart and put people in them and put the cars back together. They tried everything they could come up with to get people out of there. And then you get back in that van and you drive on that Autobahn 300 and something kilometers all the way back to Frankfurt. And we had a very precious honor of being with Dexter and Bertie when we did that. And on the way back, I tell you, didn't talk much. I did a lot of thinking. And all the way back across that 380-something kilometers back to Frankfurt, I thought about us Americans. And I had a chance to look at communism and how it worked. And then I started thinking about America. I'm telling you, when we finally got back here, I wanted to come out off that airplane and I wanted to kiss the ground. Because you see, you and I have this precious, precious free enterprise in our hands. And some of us aren't doing anything with it. What this is it's going to Bangkok. It's landing over in Bangkok and going out to the river, staying at one of the nicest hotel in Bangkok, going out to the river and getting one of them 50-foot-long boats with a big V8 engine on the back, noisy and loud, and getting in one of those taxis and going down that river and tapping the driver and saying, "Driver, over there, we want to eat lunch over there." And getting off at a kind of a wharf type thing and walking in and looking at all the restaurants and eating and sitting out there on that river and reaching over and pinching each other and saying, "We got a free trip here from the corporation. Must have been very expensive because we flew over here first class again." And getting up from that and going in and walking into a place and having a complete 100% Thai silk suit made. Having custom-made shirts done, having shoes made, and you're sitting in there and they're measuring you up for a suit, and you're looking around, you can't believe it. Say, "Honey, video this. I didn't see this in the plan the night I looked at it." And you buy two or three or four of those suits, you just can't even believe it. What did you see when you looked at the plan? Did you see all these things I'm talking to you about? And you see, I'm not talking about Randy and Valerie. But I'm talking tonight to you because I want to know what you're going to do and what you've seen. That's what I want to know. And maybe you want to know. Maybe if you didn't see what I'm talking about, maybe you better look at it again. You see, what this is going snowmobiling. And you say, "Well, I don't even like to do that." Well, you might like to come on this trip. Well, you go up there and it's 25 or 30 degrees below zero. Now, if you're from warm country, you'll think that's insane. Well, it isn't. It's a lot of fun. It doesn't seem like it's that cold when you're there. And having 50 snowmobiles parked outside, and you're going to go take a midnight run across some field at 60 or 70 miles an hour and jump some hills and get a little air and come down in the powder and have it blow up like a nuclear bomb all around you. And as you sit there and you look around in that lodge and you say to yourself, "Man, so-and-so don't have a job anymore. That one don't have a job no more. That one don't have a job no more." Do you realize that almost every single person in here is financially independent? And all of a sudden you look around and you say, "Here's 40 people. Here's 50 people." But more important, you see, is the excitement in their eyes, the hope that they have because of what they have their hands on with this crazy business. Yeah, it's fun to go snowmobiling, but you know what's more fun than that? It's more fun to be with a group of people that when you turn around and walk away from them, they don't stab you in the back. It's more fun to fall in love with a group of people that will fight for you if they need to, and I don't necessarily mean physical. It's a lot of fun to have a best friend that in the middle of the night, if you have a car problem somewhere, that you can call up and they're not trying to figure out a reason to not come and help you, but they're trying to figure out every reason that they can get up out of that bed and come and help you. You see, I didn't understand what a real friend was before this business. I had to get involved with this thing from looking at that crazy plan and getting on down the road before I understood it to understand what a friend is, because I used to think that I knew what they were. It's looking at your wife and remembering how she didn't eat because she was too shy to go to the grocery store that was two houses away. After all, it must have been 110 feet. It's knowing she had fear, knowing that we didn't look like Mr. and Miss America, not that we do now. Looking back at all the little things we had wrong with us, and we still are far from being perfect, but looking at this amazing thing and learn enough about how to put a business together big enough to become financially independent, and looking at you and knowing that inside you, you do have the seeds of greatness in you. It's landing in St. Thomas. It's getting out and having somebody take care of all your bags and take you through customs and go over and get on a helicopter, and it might be your first helicopter ride. I was a little nervous. They don't glide that good, I don't think. And getting on a helicopter and taking off and flying through the Virgin Islands, flying back and forth around the islands and through them, and then all of a sudden coming down and landing on a helicopter pad at a place called Peter Island. And looking down there and having a little guy come out named John, who's a steward, driving a little car that's called a moke, that's kind of like Fantasy Island, and taking your bags and everything off that, and taking you up to a private villa, you and a couple of your buddies, and walking out, looking, you got your own swimming pool. If you want to have dinner up there, they have the cooks come up and cook it for you. You want to go scuba diving? They arrange that. They even give you a lesson if you've never been before. You want to go deep sea fishing? You can go out and go deep sea fishing. You got a 1,600 square foot veranda that you can walk out on, and you can look across the ocean, and you can see the most beautiful yachts in the world going by. You can see the lights of Tortola Island across there at night, and the glittery stars because the air is so clean. And you look down into Dead Man's Bay, and you reach over and you pinch each other. And you go into the kitchen, and they have all these commercial fridges full of everything you can imagine, every kind of snack and peanut and cracker that you could ever imagine. Some of them you can't even read their names. All open to you for whatever you want to do. And you go sit out there on that veranda with a couple of your business partners from this business, and you look at each other in the eye, and you say, "We did it. It's real." You see, we are living the dream that we used to hear about. And because we had a dream and we worked, we get to live it too. Unbelievable, if you can believe. It's being in Miami at a 5-star hotel and having something happen to your original air flight to go to Peter Island and getting a call and saying, "We're going to send some limos for you," and going downstairs and getting in a limo and going out to a little airport and having a corporation so fine. We figured they'd get us there somehow, and all of a sudden looking up and having somebody walk into the little waiting room there and look at you and say, "Your jet is here, sir." And you just, I didn't see a jet the night they showed the plan to me. And you walk out and you look across that parking lot, and here is this fine-looking hawker, this white jet with a red and blue stripe down the side of it, and a big piece of red carpet actually laid out on the asphalt. You start walking across the parking lot. You cannot believe that you are going to go get on somebody's private personal jet. And you go get in, you step up into that thing, and you smell the brand new leather. It's brand spanking new. And you get in that thing, and a couple of guys there in white suits, white flying whatever they are, and you get in that thing. And they're serving you shrimp and seeing if you want something to drink. And you take off. And you look, and I looked over there and I said, "John, you was a record driver." It's going deer hunting. And I love my dad with all my heart, but we always went hunting where there was no deer. It's going deer hunting and finding a piece of property that's 5,500 acres and buying every single hunting permit that they issue on all 5,500 acres. And then asking them if they'll still ride the perimeter on horse to protect it so that you got it all, and them agreeing to it. It's having a catering truck come up. You're the only one on the mountain with a catering truck in your camp. You're the only one on the mountain that has coach after coach after coach after coach, some of them with the satellite dish up, You're the only one on the mountain that has guys there with horses. You're the only ones on the mountain that when you wake up in the morning, your lunch is packed and the breakfast is served because you have people up there to take care of all that for you. So you take that, you give me your order at night, what you want in your lunch. You wake up in the morning and you take that lunch and you put it in your pack and you go out. And you're the only ones on the whole mountain that's got two-way radios with headsets and little microphones. And you're talking back and forth to each other. And you look at each other and you shoot a deer somewhere and you call back to camp and they come out with the horses and pick it up and clean it. Haul it back to camp and hang it up. Take it down to the meat packer and cut it up so that you can put it in your freezer. It's looking at having a ranch up in Yellowstone area or up by Jackson Hole with the pines and the beautiful lakes. It's having a ranch with 400 or 500 acres or maybe 1,000 acres. It's having a great big ranch house and little cabins all around it for guest house. It's having 12 or 14 RV pads for your buddies when they come in so they can hook their coaches up. It's having horses for all the kids to play on. It's having a big deck out behind that thing with a river with trout in it. And underneath that deck is an electronic clay pigeon thrower, skeet thrower. And on that deck is a rack of every kind of shotgun you could ever imagine. And to bring people in and go to Jackson Hole Airport and pick them up coming in on a commercial jet and saying, hey gang, the ranch is about, 45 minutes or an hour away if we drive, so we brought the helicopter. Follow us. And bringing your buddies in. These are people that you built the business with. And going over and getting that helicopter and having that pilot crank that baby up and flying out to your ranch and landing and having a whole fleet of snowmobiles sitting there waiting or four-wheelers or whatever it is. It's being able to buy mom and dad a new car. It's being able to buy your dad a roof when he can't afford it so the rain don't get in his house. It's going to a board meeting and watching the long-termness that they're working on, and it's feeling so good about where we're going because the future is so secure because of how hard those people work to make it like that. It's having a daughter that when she's faced with all kinds of challenges, instead of turning to drugs and negative things that are going to affect her for life, it's seeing her drop to her knees and pray. It's developing a security with investments because you make enough money in this crazy business so that you can develop some security. And I wonder if you've seen that in that plan when you looked at it. What did you see when you looked at that plan? Did you see going to New York? Did you see walking out to a beautiful place, a veranda on the side of a building, overlooking the Brooklyn Bridge, and sitting there with about 15 or 20 of your buddies and ordering dinner and not worrying about it? And while you're waiting for dinner and the sun's going down and looking at that Brooklyn Bridge you start to see the subway going across that Brooklyn Bridge and the lights of the city are coming up and they're starting to twinkle on all over because the sun's going down and the bridge is starting to light up and you see that subway go across that bridge and you see the wall, you're right on the river there and you're looking at each other and the girls are excited because you've been down at the Diamond Exchange buying some nice jewelry and they went to the furrier and looked at the furs and you went over to Wall Street and you've been to a Broadway play and you look around and you say, I love it. I love it when my friends don't have jobs anymore and they've got an income and they got money, plus they got their head screwed on straight. It's being somewhere at a business convention and deciding that you're going to buy your wife a car for her birthday and calling back to the dealer and buying an expensive car, like many, as much as our house was worth when we got started doing this, and negotiating over the phone and making it a surprise, and you're going to have them take this car home to your garage and put it in your garage and put a big bow around it so when you come home from a trip, you take your wife in there and you open up the garage and here's this brand new car with a bow on it. Did you see that in the plan when you looked at it? The other night, can you imagine having a birthday and having your wife put a blindfold on you and walk you out in the garage, open the garage door, say, okay, pull that bandana off, brand spanking new, 900 Thundercat, 160 horsepower, 120 mile an hour across the snow. What's it going to be like? What's it going to be like when you take delivery of your brand new snowmobile, brand spanking new custom built trailer and four wheel drive, and we're loading up a brand new trailer with heat in it and lights and everything, and we're going up in Winter Wonderland, and we're going to unload that baby. You know what it's going to be like when we race across that lake side by side at about 75 miles an hour through the powder, snow coming up over that thing, running up alongside them coyotes and reaching out and don't pet them too close. What's it going to be like? It's being home one day and having your dad come over for a cup of coffee. And I don't know how you get onto the subject, but you end up going into your drawer and taking all your socks, every one of them, put them in a plastic bag and give them to your dad. You see, are you going to dare to risk the sweat equity it's going to take to make this all come together? And even after I tell you just a little tiny bit about what this business really is. And see, I could go on for four more hours because I've only told you just a little tiny bit. But after I tell you all that, can you imagine you coming to me and saying, "But Randy, I don't have time." Sounds pretty silly, doesn't it? Can you imagine saying, "Well, I just don't think it's for me"? I'm not sure which part you were talking about. Was you talking about Bangkok or Australia? "But I don't know anybody." Well, chances are pretty good there's 4 billion people out there. Sooner or later, you may bump into someone and get to know them. "But you see, Randy, I just don't think it'll work." Well, it doesn't really make any difference if you just don't think it'll work, because it doesn't work pretty good so far. "But Randy, I'm just not sure if it'll last." Well, I'm just not sure if where you work will last. "But Randy, I think it's a rinky-dink thing." "Well, I've never met rinky-dinky. But I will tell you this, the people I've met in this business range everything from professionals to laborers and everything in between. And these are the people that I've gotten to know in this business, and they are not rinky-dink, and I want to spend the rest of my life with them, because, see, they're people just like you, except maybe the difference is they have found a way to get real excited about running and striving for a dream that they believe that they can get. So God bless you all, and I hope with all my heart that you too have a dream and you're willing to stand up and run for it and fight to get it. See you later."
This classic audio presentation was created to assist you in your personal development, furthering your leadership skills, and building a sustainable business. While no one can guarantee success, we hope that the principles discussed here will enable you to experience greater confidence and the satisfaction of genuine accomplishment. This is a copyrighted program of Common Sense Mentoring. All rights are reserved.